Hello, this is Mary, and I'll be reading to you today from the Iroquois County Times-Republic from Thursday, February 5th, 2026. From the front page of the paper, Iroquois West, Trent Eshleman, looking back at 2025 and ahead in 2026. Editor's note, the Times-Republic annually asks some key officials' questions about how the previous year went and what they see for the future. This is one of several stories that will appear in the next few weeks. They all were asked the same questions. This one is from Iroquois West School Corporation Superintendent Trent Eshleman. What would you say is the greatest accomplishment of 2025 for Iroquois West School Corporation? And why? The collaboration and focus of our instructional team has led to a recovery in student achievement that was compromised in the COVID era. A culture of resolve and ownership exhibited by all our district stakeholders, from the Board of Education down through the organization, has set the example for students, which is reflected in our student achievement and overall student positive attitudes and responsibility to themselves and each other. While IW High School and Gilman Elementary have held their commendable designation on the ISB school report card, IW Middle School and IW Upper Elementary have seen jumps in their designation due to the concerted efforts and commitments of their staff and administration. The unselfish commitment of effort, time, and resources has seen IWMS reach the commendable designation and IWUES making the significant jump from comprehensive to targeted, emerging toward commendable. We are very proud that the fruits of the labors of both our students and teachers were rewarded as our sixth grade IWMS STEM team finished first in the region, competing against over 20 other schools. What are the biggest challenges facing Iroquois West School Corporation in 2026? As with most public entities, the uncertainty of future state and federal funding has created challenges for sustaining the positive fiscal positions of the past few years that have provided resources for the most innovative classroom practices, operations, and maintenance, and facilities. This factor, accompanied by inflationary costs, presented an even greater need for fiscal responsibility, focused long-term planning, and collaboration from all community stakeholders. What were other highlights for Iroquois West School Corporation in 2025? The extraordinary sense of teamwork, collaboration, and commitment to shared values of the IU Board of Education and the IW Collective Bargaining Unit led to a two-year contract that paved the way for greater teacher retention and recruitment that will keep our team of high-quality educators together and benefit our students for years to come. Greater communication, collaboration, and the building of strong, positive relationships among all district stakeholders has strengthened the sense of community and opened the doors to new partnerships to enhance student experiences. One example of that is the LEAP program, where IWHS and Inco Brasa are partnering to implement work-based experiences for students while building a local workforce for Inco Brasa and other local businesses to keep our most valued resource, our IW graduates, in our community beyond graduation. This initiative was fostered by Angel Crawford of the Iroquois Economic Development Association and is being facilitated by Jeff Bryan, director of the Iroquois Regional Delivery Service. What do you see as some of the major projects for Iroquois West High School Corporation in 2026? Aside from continued focus on improved curriculum, instruction, learning, and enhanced student experiences, we are diving into facilities planning to provide improved instructional spaces for students, all driven by strategic planning to provide the focus of initiatives and resources toward our vision, united with our community to continually challenge and encourage individual student success. What would you most like the public to know about? Our focus and our vision of the importance of improved facilities and instructional spaces for students and staff, and how this can enhance our entire community by attracting great teachers, more residents, and successful businesses. What can residents, local leaders, business leaders, and others do to help Iroquois West School Corporation? Offer collaborations and partnerships to share resources for the benefit of all stakeholders of our district's communities. Also, visit our schools and attend the many awesome activities within our schools to see, in person, the extraordinary qualities and achievements of our students and staff. Also from the front page, George Washington Program, set in Watseka. In honor of the 250th birthday of the United States, the Iroquois County Historical Society will present Terry Lynch as George Washington. The event will be at 1:30 p.m. March 1st at the Old Courthouse Museum. The program is free. Donations are welcome. For information, call the museum at 815-432-2215. Watseka Union Depot transferred to city per deed instructions by Carla Waters, managing editor. The Watseka Union Depot has been transferred to the city of Watseka. The depot was being maintained by the Save Our Station Group. Mayor Benny Marcier said the group approached the city to take on the building. They were very excited to hear somebody was going to take over, he said. The reason we have it is because the Save Our Station organization was going to disband because they only have a few people left. In the deed that Tony Imbergia left because he owned the property was that if that organization ever disbanded, that it was going to revert to the city. The Union Pacific Railroad had planned to demolish the depot in 1987. It had been closed since 1967. The Save Our Station was formed, and the building was moved 150 yards to the southeast to its current location. National landmark status was bestowed in 1988. Separate from the Save Our Station group is the C&EI Historical Society Museum, which has some items in the building. Marcier said the group is going to provide some display cases for some of the historical pieces, which will be displayed in the main room. The basement of the building can be rented for private gatherings. Marcier said that will still be available. The city is working on the best way to use the space, with the goal of it being a visitor's center, welcome center. We're working out the details on how to get that arranged, he said. At a January meeting of the city's finance committee, Marcier said the city had received a check from the Save Our Station organization for $102,629.98. The money has been placed in its own line item and will be tracked separately for income and expenses. Also from page A1, Suver, less than a month to register to vote in primary. Iroquois County Clerk Brian Suver wants to remind everyone there is less than a month to register to vote before the March 17th primary election. In order to be able to vote at the polls, the last day to register or change an address before the primary election is February 17th. According to Suver, people may register in the office of the Iroquois County Clerk, located in the Iroquois County Administrative Center, weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. In addition, they may register in the office of their village or township clerk with their precinct committee person or voter registrar in their precinct. For the name of a registrar near you, please call the county clerk's office at 815-432-6960. Additionally, there is a paperless voter registration application on the Iroquois County website at iroquoiscountyil.gov /elections, and also on the Illinois State Board of Elections website. If you are currently 17 years old and will be 18 years old by the date of the next general election, you may register now to vote in the primary election. To register, Suver reminds people to bring at least two forms of identification, such as a driver's license, Social Security card, utility bill, employer or student identification, credit card, birth certificate or naturalization papers with your name, and one article must show your current living address. To change your address, you can either go to the county clerk's office or mail in your voter's registration card with your new address. For those who have changed their name by marriage since they last voted, they will need to re-register. Today's Smile features Coach Branson, who is smiling because he gets to play badminton. From page 2, Winter Concert Presented at Crescent City Grade School by Kim Robb for the Times Republic. Crescent City Grade School presented their winter concert Friday, January 30th in the gym. The entire program was arranged and directed by Rachel Purcell. Sound assistants were Tori Legan and Michael Purcell. Kindergarten and first grade students performed 10 Little Snowflakes, Chubby Little Snowman, I'm a Little Snowman, Five Snowmen, Dance of the Hours, and Radetzky March. Heather Johnson's kindergartners are Dylan Ward, Analia Meadows, Quinton Lemoniger, Camille Charles, Maverick Miracle, Udurni Yasaka, Carolyn Lemoniger, and Gideon Keller. First grade students of Stephanie Rip are Cambry Medina, Layla Hooper, Myla Cox, Emma Brown, Leela Price, Max Moeller, Dawson Keller, Ava Koravu, Jed Coleman, and Dawson Keller. Second and third grade students perform Song of the Sleigh Bells, I Just Called, and Snow Waltz. Kristen Marcus is the second grade teacher, and her students are Reese Rippey, Brantley Williams, Aria Matthews, Hadley Hicks, Augie Shunky, Colton Carter, and Evangeline Milk. Third graders, taught by Nate Kroll, are Bentley Norder, Braxton Grabau, Abel Villa, Addison Gasson, Jackson Moeller, Pierce Storm, Maverick Cox, Ryan Matthews, Connor Brown, and Cooper Maxfield. Fourth and fifth graders performed Carol of the Bells, Rocky Mountain High, and Apollo Level 2 Cadence. Fourth graders are students of Tanya Weigert, and they are Marley Keller, Oakley Cahu, Hollis Purcell, June Matthews, Vaughn Butso, Charlotte Cox, Quinton Bull, and Avery Rippey. Fifth graders served as narrators throughout the concert. Their teachers are Heather Girth and Martha Greyer. And the students are Ryan Matthews, Kyle Hendershot, Peyton Carter, Connor Hicks, Carter Robinson, Jaden Austin, and Cortland Hendershot. From page 3, the Iroquois County Sheriff's Police Reports. On January 2nd, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Christian E. Leach, age 32, of Watseka. According to police reports, Leach was wanted on an outstanding Benton County, Indiana warrant, charging him with fugitive from justice. He was taken into custody and transported to the county jail, where he was later released. On January 28th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Julian M. Munez, age 28, of Onarga. According to police reports, deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Munez. He was taken into custody and charged with driving while license revoked and reckless driving. He was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was later released on a notice to appear. On January 29th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Robert B. DeFries, age 61, of Watseka. According to police reports, he was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant, charging him with failing to appear for domestic battery. He was taken into custody and transported to the jail, where he was later released after posting the required bond. On January 29th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Todd A. Crilly, age 51, of Crescent City. According to police reports, Crilly was wanted on an outstanding Kankakee County warrant, charging him with domestic battery. He was taken into custody and transported to the county jail, where he was later released to Kankakee County. On January 30th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Aaron S. Hill, age 37, of Milford. According to police reports, deputies were dispatched in reference to a suspicious vehicle. Deputies made contact with Hill and observed signs of impairment. He was taken into custody and charged with DUI, alcohol and driving, while registration suspended. He was transported to the county jail, where he was later released on a notice to appear. From page 4, St. Paul's Lutheran School hosting informational parent meetings, February 26th. St. Paul's Lutheran School of Woodworth is hosting informational parent meetings for pre-kindergarten and kindergarten classes for 2026-27 and an open house from 6 to 7 p.m. for 1st through 8th grade, February 26th. There will be informational meetings for parents, no children, please, for each group. Parents interested in the two-day three-year-old class will meet at 6 p.m. Those who want to learn more about the three-day four-year-old class will meet at 7 p.m. in the pre-kindergarten classroom. Lisa Schult, teacher, will explain the program and answer any questions. The school will offers a full-day option for the four-year-old class. Any parents interested in the kindergarten class may meet with kindergarten teacher Sharon Munch at 6:30 p.m. in the kindergarten classroom. Applications will be accepted following the meetings. A non-refundable $35 application, material fee, and a copy of the child's certified birth certificate is required with the application. To enroll in these classes, students must be 3, 4, or 5 years old by September 1st, 2025. St. Paul's began in 1872 and continues to offer a quality academic and Bible-based Christian education for students in grades pre-kindergarten through 8th grade. From page 5, Watzika Public Library reopens after water pipe rupture. On Tuesday, January 27th, the Watzika Public Library experienced a water pipe rupture. Although the damage was minimal, the cleanup was extensive and ongoing. As of February 2nd, the library is back open with some limited services. Updates will be available on our website, watsekapubliclibrary.org. Jurassic January Family Fun Day will be postponed and rescheduled for February 21st. Additional events may be rescheduled to a later date. If you require additional information, staff will be checking the voicemail 815-432-4544 and email watsekacirc@gmail.com and will get back to you as quickly as possible. Thank you all for your understanding. New Watzika minister installed. On February 1st, ordination into the Holy Ministry of Word and Sacrament and installation to the Officer of Pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Watzika was conducted for Pastor Jacob Schaefer. Also present that day with Pastor Schaefer were his wife Hannah and children Leonie and Zelwyn. Everyone is invited to join the congregation every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for services with refreshments following and then Sunday school for all. Beaverville-Martindown Blood Drive set for February 23rd. The Beaverville-Martindown Community Blood Drive will be at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Beaverville. It will be from 1 to 6 p.m. February 23rd. People are asked to take their photo ID or blood donor card or two other forms of ID. People can save up to 15 minutes when they donate blood by using RapidPass. Visit redcrossblood.org/RapidPass for more information. Call 1-800-733-2767 for more information. Local students on Illinois Wesleyan Fall Dean's List, Bloomington. Illinois Wesleyan University's Dean's List for the fall semester of the 2025-26 academic year consisted of 885 students from 31 states and 23 countries. To qualify for the list, students must earn a GPA of 3.5 or better during the semester. The following students were named to the Dean's List: Ashcombe, Aislinn Rowing Shabans, and Samantha Persey Shabans, Max Rohr Hersher, Kayla Scanlon, Watzika, Marisa Clark Shabans, Kaylee Brusso, Hersher, Jackson Roberts, Paxton, Kate Wilson, and Piper City Bobby Mogged. From page 7, Gilman native named to University of Alabama Fall 2025 Dean's List, Tuscaloosa. Masson McTaggart was named to the University of Alabama Dean's List for Fall Semester 2025. The Dean's List and President's Lists recognize full-time undergraduate students. The lists do not apply to graduate students or undergraduate students who take less than a full course load. From the sports page, sports report. January 31st, girls basketball, Watzika Milford, 68, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, 51. Noelle Schroeder's 24-point effort sparked the Warriors 22-3 in a comfortable non-conference win on their home floor, with Krista Holahan adding 20 points, Cami Mulling contributing 18 points, and Renna Barrett supplying 6 points to round out the scoring column. Mallory Rosendahl scored 17 points, and Lily Sizemore put up 60 points to lead the Gibson City Melvin Sibley Falcons 17-8. February 2, girls basketball, Cisna Park 63, St. Joseph Ogden 48. Cisna Park trailed 16-13 at the end of the first quarter before the host Timberwolves steadily pulled away from the Spartans to earn a non-conference home win. Lauren Hambrick scored a game-high 17 points for Cisna Park, 20-2, in its 8th straight win. Katie Erickson led the Spartans with a game-high 24 points that included 5 three-pointers for St. Joseph Ogden, 16-3. Iroquois West, 45, Oakwood, 38, a game-high 16 points from Amelia Sharp, and 12 points from Felicity Leonard allowed the Raiders 15-9 to earn a VVC road win. Kaylee Vasky nearly made it 3 Iroquois West players in double figures as she finished with 8 points. Cadence Vermillion led Oakwood 9-18 with 14 points, and Ashton Daly added 11. Watzika 48, Salt Fork 37. A game-high 15 points to go along with 4 assists from Krista Holahan helped keep Watzika Milford undefeated in VVC play following a home win by the Warriors. Renna Barrett finished with 9 points. Theron Rigsby hauled in 10 rebounds for the Warriors, 23-3, in their 5th consecutive victory. Taylor Ramol led Salt Fork 21-4. With 9 points. In local news, alleged murder suspect in custody for a Moments homicide. Approximately 26 hours after the heinous murder of 30-year-old Courtney Drysdale in rural Moments, the Kankakee County Sheriff's Office has announced the capture of her alleged assailant. According to information from Kankakee County Police, the alleged murder suspect, identified as 47-year-old Julius E. Burks, Jr., was apprehended in Hammond, Indiana, as he was exiting his residence. I want to praise not only the extraordinary efforts of the men and women of the Sheriff's Office, the Tri-County Auto Theft Task Force, the Illinois State Police, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service Great Lakes Regional Fugitive Task Force, and the Hammond Police Department on this quick and peaceful apprehension. But I want to commend the community at large for coming together and providing quantities of tips and information that ultimately led to the swift arrest, said Sheriff Mike Downey. This type of violent behavior has no place in our society. I am extremely appreciative of the overwhelming support we received from the public, the media, as well as our partners in the criminal justice near and far. As of press time, Burks was currently being held in Indiana, where he awaits an extradition hearing back to Illinois, where he will ultimately face justice. It should be noted that all persons are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Old Milford School trophies distributed. On January 30th, the Milford High School gave out old trophies to everyone at the boys' basketball game. Students organized trophies based on their extracurricular activities. Donations were given for the trophies, and people had a great time finding trophies and gaining their memories, some trophies as old as 102 years old. St. Paul's Lutheran Poster Contest winners announced. Six St. Paul Lutheran School students were recently recognized as class winners of the Iroquois SWCD Conservation Poster Contest. Rachel Coleman, 3rd, Claire Berry, 4th, Will Tammen, 5th, Isabel Steiner, 6th, Megan Borgers, 7th, Emmeline Hildenbrand, 8th, submitted winning posters for their respective grades and received monocles gift cards. Soil, where it all begins, was the theme. Posters were judged by SWCD directors and staff on originality, theme, spelling, neatness, and message. The Conservation Poster Contest is offered yearly to students in grades 3 through 8 who either live in Iroquois County or attend an Iroquois County school. Iroquois County Marriage Licenses, January 1st through 31st, 2026. Wayne Joaquin Reed Jr., Watsika, and Kristen Ann Marie Kirby, Watsika, applied January 2nd. Ricky Lewis Reagan, Sheldon, and Carolyn Sue Denby, Sheldon, applied January 6th. John Richard Kidwell, Crescent City, and Marissa Lynn Ward, Crescent City, applied January 23rd. Donald Lee Fehrenbach, Clifton, and Pallas Louise Fehrenbacher, Clifton, applied on January 28th. Programs at the Watsika Public Library. Week of February 2nd, Kids Drop-In Craft, Valentine's, February 6th, D&D Club, 4:30 p.m. Week of February 9th, Kids Drop-In Craft, Valentine's Tuesday, on February 10th. Preschool Story Time, Chocolate, 10 a.m., Wednesday, February 11th. Preschool Story Time, Chocolate, 10 a.m. Thursday, on February 12th. Adult Craft, 10 a.m. on Thursday, February the 12th. And Caregiver Support Group, 1:30 to 2:45 p.m. on Friday, February 13th. Fall in love with reading in this February with our For the Love of Reading Challenge. We can hardly wait to see how many badges you earn. The Reading Challenge will run on Beanstalk app from February 1st to 28th. Please stop by the library if you need any assistance with Beanstalk app or your account. This has been Mary reading from the February 5th edition of the Iroquois County Times Republic. I'll look forward to reading with you again soon.